You're listening to Real World News.
Our countryside is in crisis. It seems to have been abandoned. An action to expose an intensive industrial production model was organized on Sunday midday by La Via Campesina outside the headquarters of the Danish Meat and Cattle Council in Copenhagen. There, peasant representatives from different countries spoke in front of hundreds of people who participated in the demonstration as part of the parallel mobilizations to the COP15 on climate change that is taking place in that city. The police was present with tens of patrol cars. They stopped the march several times with sirens amid a totally peaceful demonstration. La Via Campesina's call explained, quote, "These pigs are mainly fed with genetically modified organisms industrially produced in deforested areas in South America, while the actual owners of those lands are displaced. Large amounts of fuel are used to transport soy and to export pigs. Agriculture linked with the pig industry turns the Danish soil into carbon dioxide and dead dust." At the end of the demonstration, Real World Radio interviewed Alberto Gomez, member of La Via Campesina Mexico. He explained the reasons for the action and the current situation of the Mexican countryside. He said, quote, "The mystica and the demonstration were aimed at exposing that kind of agriculture they are promoting, industrial agriculture, is not the alternative. That agriculture that depends on oil, it implies monoculture plantations and the excessive use of agrochemicals and GMOs is not the alternative. We wanted to say that to all the participants. Industrial pig and bird farming is also not the alternative because of the pollution it implies, because strange flus have emerged from that. Bird flu 2 years ago, now we have swine flu. It implies pollution and soil degradation, and we wanted to expose that." Gomez said the intensive industrial cattle and food farming are not alternatives to the food crisis. He also said agrofuels are a false solution to climate change. He said, quote, "We cannot produce food for cars. We need to feed people, so agrofuels are not the alternative either. So we say that our agriculture, peasant sustainable agriculture, is the one that can cool the planet and produce food in the amount and quality needed by humanity. That is the basis of food sovereignty, and that is our message." About the situation of the Mexican countryside, Gomez said that they are going through their worst crisis. The government favored food imports. 2.5 million jobs were lost, and people were forced to move to the cities, but mainly to the U.S. The Mexican peasant said that almost 24 billion Mexicans currently live in the U.S., 12 million of which are undocumented. He said, quote, "People have gone to the U.S. to try to get money to support their families." He then said that Mexico has a population of over 100 million people, 70% of which are poor, and over 30% live under the poverty line. He added that 20 million Mexicans live in rural areas and are the most affected. "Our countryside is in crisis. It seems to have been abandoned," he said.
You're listening to Real World News.